Shalom. Okay. Today, in preparation for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, I'd like to give a halacha shiur in the Nonis having to do with Sukkos regarding the bracha of Lulav. Now, what's unique about the bracha of Lulav is the following. We have a dilemma. What's the dilemma? Normally, the halacha is you make a birkas hamitzvah right before you're about to fulfill the mitzvah. That's called over lasios. Right before you're about to do the mitzvah, that's when you make the bracha. And that's when you make the bracha. Now, that means not afterwards and not too much before. So it's a very tight rope that we have to, and we're going to discuss soon what's our lot that we make it afterwards, if it's too late or not. You make it right before. In other words, if you made a bracha and you fill it this morning. So, you fill it was in the bag. You make the bracha when it was still in the bag, and then take it out and then first start putting it on, but then that's too much before. You took it out of the bag. Not only took it out of the bag, you put it on your arm. Not only put it on your arm, but you put it on your arm exactly where it's supposed to be, except you didn't tighten it yet. You tighten it maybe a little bit, but not really tight. Maybe you made the bracha, then you tighten it. So you got it in mamish in the last moment. That's when you take the bracha. Too early, no good. Too late, also could be a problem. So the big question with lulav is when to do it. Because lulav, the second you pick it up, you yotze. So if you make it when it's still on the table, it's too early. Because it's too in advance. If you make it after you pick it up, then it's too late. So we know, we were all trained, whatever place you went, wherever you learned, whichever borough, whichever state, you know, you turn up over the classroom. That's what we all taught, right? Whatever school you went to, they all taught the same thing, right? Right? That's so pick them down, make the bracha, and then turn it up, and then that's what we all talk. So we have to see where that comes from, and is that the pashtus in the Indian? And it's going to take me time to today, maybe even until tomorrow. Then we'll have a chumash here tomorrow also to explain to you. We'll see. Maybe we'll finish it down. But between today and tomorrow, Rav Hashem, we should understand this. What we do, what the pashtus is, and how this is.
That'd be so well.
I understand when tefillin's in the bag, that's too much of a hefsek between the bracha and putting it, and then putting the tefillin on your arm, and then putting it in the right place and tightening it, and then doing the hanacha. But when the luas and the esrus are on the table, why can't you just make a bracha and then pick it up?
Because that's also considered too far.
Like,
he's saying, Rabbi Yisrael is saying, if it's on right in front of you, make a bracha, pick it up. Why isn't that? But that apparently that also is considered. Oh, let's look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's look in the Gemara. Look in the third arrow. You see the three arrows here? The third arrow in the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mia Mekar Be'ina Levrukim and Nolan Damar Yudam or Shmuel Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarach Aleim Over Lasiyasim. That all mitzvahs he's supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. How do you know that?
My mashma the high over lishna dakdumihu. How do you know that over means before? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Kura, Vayaratz Achimotz Derech Hakikar Vayavor Es HaKushi. Achimotz ran and he passed the Kushi in front. He went right in front. So that means that the bracha Vayavor Es HaKushi means he went right in front of him. So that means that the bracha has to be right in front of the mitzvah, right before the mitzvah. Abayam Hu Over Aleim. He went right in front of them. Then the Gemara says, Beirav Amri Chutz Min HaTfila V'Shofar. The two things that you don't have to feel and shofar. The tefillah and shofar you can do afterwards. Make the bracha afterwards. So the Gemara says, Bishlam HaTfila Dakati Gavri L'Chozi. By tefillah, he's still tummy. Rashi says, like by Balkari. So Balkari's not allowed to learn Torah or say brachas until he's Tovil. So he can't make the bracha before. So therefore he makes the bracha afterwards. El shofar my time up. So now we know we make the shofar the bracha first. But here the Gemara is saying you blow first. So the Gemara says, Chitim should do a little bit of makalkala because maybe you're going to make a mistake. Tekiya, yachi afil shechitu mila. So the same thing by shechitu mila, maybe you'll make a mistake. El nami, el amar chistu chosman atfil bilvad. Only tefillah. Because tefillah, Rashi explains, you can't make the bracha beforehand. So tefillah is one exception. Why can't you make the bracha beforehand? So Rashi says, because a balkari, talking about the tefillah of a balkari. And a balkari, he had a person he had on a mission, and he's. And the takana of Ezer was that somebody's a balkari can't learn, can't say brachas divrei Torah unless he went to the mikveh. So therefore, he obviously can't make a bracha until he made it to the mikveh. So if you can make a bracha before he goes to the mikveh, then he's saying the bracha before he went to the mikveh, and that's also the balkari. So he says it afterwards. Tosus learns differently. Look in Tosus. Alatfil Omer Rabbi Tam Hashem Magon Daka Betfilas Ger. No. We're talking about tefillas ger. It's a gerus. That's what it's referring to. Gerus. Because gerus, you're not a Jew until you go to the mikvah. Right? So how are you going to say Hashem Kedoshanu B'mitzvos of Tzivanu ala tefillah if you're not Jewish yet? So by a ger, first he's toivel and then he makes the bracha. Avashar chai v'tefillah. Etc. And then the question is, well, is that only by ger, or do we say that all tevilas are like that? Okay, but that's the general rule, Rosa, that you always make the bracha beforehand, except for tefillah, and maybe tefillah also is only tefillah's ger. What's the minhag Ashkenaz when a woman goes to the mikveh? What does she do? When does she make the bracha? What's the minhag?
She's in the water, and she makes the bracha.
What's the minhag? No. What?
Before she submerges in the water.
The minhag is the shalah.
Right, but two times.
So the woman dunks once, makes the bracha, and then dunks a second time. So this way, that's for Ashkenazic Jewry. That this way, if she's. If you hold that tefillah means not only ger but everybody, so then you're supposed to make it afterwards. But if you're supposed to be before, so you did a second tefillah. Rabbi Kivenger asked the kasha, but the second tefillah is meaningless because once you were told the first time, what did happen? What did you accomplish with the second tefillah? Yet that's the minhag for Ashkenazic Jewry. Ashkenazic Jewry, tovel twice. Tovel once, bracha. Tovel second time. Yeah. Rashi's learning the Gemara not by Ger, but Balkeri. That Balkeri has to make the bracha afterwards. Tosis saying that the Gemara is talking about Ger. Because the Balkeri thing, we were makel on that. On the Balkeri thing. So you say, but Ger, that's his name is a goy. So, okay. Now, what does Svarim do? Know what does Svarim do? Before. And the Svarim, at least some of them even, you see Ashkenazim do everything in the mikveh. In other words, the woman is already in the mikveh when she's making the bracha. A lot of Sephardim make the bracha before, which, you know, while they still have the robe on in the side room, and then they make the bracha and go in, which could be a problem. Maybe that's too much in advance. That's why the Ashkenazim don't do that. Ashkenazim do a mamish when they're in the water, about to go down, you know, or you know, that's when they. For the second time, you mean they go down, make it, and then go down a second time. Because the Ashkenazim are very matzpid on the overlap or making it, you know, close by. The Sephardim do what? The Sephardim, no. The Sephardim make the bracha first.
Yeah.
Again. What? That what?
Talking about
a Ger. Yeah, that aspect, yeah, okay. So the Rambam writes, let's look in the Rambam on page, next page, what page is it? Page 2. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. Rambam says, "Ha'osa mitzvah v'lo berech, I mitzvah shaday nesiyosa kayemes v'varech achar asiya." Nidama sh'ovar hu einu v'varech, ketzad, rei nishtateif b'tzitzis, lovash tefillin, or shochel b'sukkah, v'lo berech, t'chila chozim v'varech asher nitatev. Whereas, there are two types of mitzvahs, the Rambam says. There's a mitzvah that has a continuation to it, and then there's a mitzvah that doesn't have a continuation. For example, when you put on tefillin, so you put it on, but the mitzvah continues because it's still on you. So if you make the bracha before you put on the tefillin, you can make the bracha while the tefillin is on you because it's over lasiyosa from the future having the tefillin on. Because every second that you wear the tefillin, you're doing like a new ma'aseh. So the mitzvah is continuous. When you went into the sukkah and you didn't make a bracha right away, so you can. But the mitzvah is continuous because you're continuing to be in the sukkah. So therefore, you can make the bracha at any time because that's called still over lasiyasam because the mitzvah is continuous. But what about shechita? Shechita, once you shechta, it's over. The ma'aseh shechita is not continuous. So then, what's the din? So says the Rambam. Now, look above. Avol im shochat below bracha, einu chozer ar par shechita b'varach asher nishchat b'tzotzot shechita. It says in Rambam, once he did a shechita and he didn't make the bracha too late, wakisu yadam. Once the dam is mechusa, that's it. A piece of dam below bracha, a fish truma, masses the tomb of lira, einu chozer bracha asher nishchat b'tzotzot. But afterwards he can't do it. And the Rambam writes this elsewhere as well. The famous Rambam, page 4.
page 5 rather. Rambam says,
in other words, when you mekadish an isha, you make a bracha before, right? The Aramid of the Masada Kedusha makes the bracha before. But what if he gave the ring already? It says around Mekidish, lo berach lo bracha Kedusha said bracha lo batol, that should not say the Barnas. But the Rambam Shita is that once you did the mitzvah, you mekadish an isha, then you can't make the bracha anymore. Because that's not considered a continual mitzvah. Even though the marriage is, the chalos is continual, but the mice is over. It's not like tefillin. In other words, the mice has to be continual. Like sukkah, you're in the sukkah, you're still in the sukkah, you're still in the sukkah. The mice is continual, so even though you didn't make it right away, you can still make it. Tefillin, but since it's, the mice is continual. So even though you didn't make it in the very beginning, but still, it's still okay. But by Shita, the Maisa is not continual. So if you shat and you make the bracha beforehand, you can't make it afterwards. Or if you gave the woman the ring and you didn't make the bracha, you can't make it afterwards. Because there, the Maisa is not continual.
See, that's what the
Rosh Hashanah. Right. Well, maybe he does, but
the bracha, like Rosh said,
the
Maisa
is a key.
Right, even though the mice has to be continual. So by Shita, the mice is not continual. So you shecht it's finished, or you didn't make the bracha after, it's a bracha levatala. Or kedusha. But by tefillin, even if you don't, you know, our limit is we touch it or something, but that's just like, even if you didn't touch it. Because every time you're having, wearing something on your body, that's a Maisa Levisha.
How about eating or drinking? Like, if I take a drink, you're going to drink the rock at any time.
Well, you're talking about men. You're talking about myths. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that this halacha that has to be over Las Yosef, it can't be afterwards, is Mamishli Kufa. Who disagrees with the Rambam? Who's the famous Rishon that disagrees with the Rambam? Who? The Orzer Ruh, right. This I spoke at my cousin's Rishon, this Rambam Orzer Ruh.
The Rambam said the Orzer Ruh disagrees. And the Orzer Ruh Shita is that over Las Yosin is only a Din L'Chadchila. For what? But if you didn't do it before, so what? Do it after. The nice guy. Even in something that the mindset does not continue. So even by Shchita, even by Shchita, when the Maisa doesn't continue, you can still do it afterwards. According to the Rambam, it's what? A bracha?
Let's see that.
So, Rebbe Avraham, what do you say?
If you can do it afterwards, but how much afterwards?
Right, it has to be within reason. In other words, last year you forgot to make a bracha, you can't do it now. First day. But, no, it means right afterwards. Because according to the Rambam, once you shecht it, it's over, you can't make a bracha. According to the Orzer Ruah, once you shecht it, still make a bracha. I can't hear you. No, even if it's continual, even the Rambam agrees. He says his word in the second arrow. He says, "Lamadnu mikan dechol heichad shelo birich kodem a mitzvah mevarach lacher king." And he has rayas that they used to make the brick of Kriya Shema after Kriya Shema, etc. He has rayas. Question, but that's the Orzer Ruh Shita. Well, the Rosh Shita is a Birkas HaMitzvah you can make even after the Mitzvah. L'chatchil, he's supposed to make it before. Now, again, Ellie, the chiddush of the Or Zeruah is even by a mitzvah that's not continual. But what are two examples of mitzvahs that are not continual? Shechita and what? And kiddushin. Because there, even though the chalos heter shechita is continual and the chalos kiddushin is continual, but the maaseh shechita is over and the maaseh kiddushin is over. So you have a machlokis, the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. I mean, anyone has to know. If anyone asks you what, you know, famous machlokis, Rambam and Or Zeruah, about what's the din, can you make a brachas mitzvah after the mitzvah? So you'd say, according to Rambam, the bracha l'atola, and according to the Or Zeruah, you can. Not l'chatchila, but you can. What do you say? Ben Goldstein. This kirsch. He's in the holy land. So Rabosai, so what would you say? Let's think. What do you think the best solution is with the lulav problem? Right? So it's a problem, no? Would you say it's a problem? How going? Rav Kamenetsky?
What if someone gave it to you? Give me the breath and so pretty. Would that be too much of a hazard?
Where is it? Amen. If you take it off the table, how going, Rav Kamenetsky?
Maybe because then there's a kirat hanafa. Right? It was already resting, and then you're over it. That's much of a hesed. But here, it was already midair. What do you mean,
Rav? I don't get it.
Then you say the hesed that made it too much of a. Too much of the
fact that he was okay from the resting stage. But if it was already okay, maybe you could say that's only a hefzik. You say Yechidish.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say Chidush. I don't know if you're right.
You're
a good Yidish, nonetheless. Yeah. What
did
you say, BG?
Maybe we would say the same way that bag, so that we put it on our arm.
He's saying Chiddush. Maybe he's saying, what if I have an esrog in my hand and I don't clench my fists? Maybe an ayotzi yet. Just like by tefillin. Is that true? In other words, he's suggesting, in other words, pick up the lulav and keep the esrog in your hand loose, make the bracha, then cut, then flinch. Wow, he's saying it's Kiddush. What do you think of the suggestion?
Do you like it?
No,
it's the same thing that we do when we pick up the
esrog
upside down, same idea.
It's a similar, we're trying to solve the same problem.
It's like we're picking it up in a way that's not the right way, right? circumstances caused by sin. It
says the anger came in with the healing, but then there's another mention that says it's waiting.
Yeah. But according to the Rambam, if you do it after, it's a bracha of atala. The Rambam sheet.
Is it a continuous mitzvah? Does the Rambam list it as a continuous mitzvah? Hey, look.
Well, let's see. Whereas Amitai wants to say maybe it's lulav is a continuous mitzvah, and therefore you could hagon Rav Amitai Dagan shlita. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. Pashtus is not. Pashtus is lulav is not a continuous mitzvah. When? Pashtus is. Shaygit is just a nice thing. It's a hitter mitzvah, but it's not the. What's the lashon? Let me show you that lashon haGemara. So you should know this Lashon of Gemara forever. I want you to show the famous Lashon of Gemara. Take a look. Look on page 9. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. If someone asks you, what is the mitzvah of Dal meaning?
Somebody comes to you and asks, what is the mitzvah about me? You say, Membeis Amidal, second line. That's what you say. Membeis Amidal, second line. Need the Abbe, nothing made. Three words. As soon as you pick it up, he yells it. So does that mean that it's a continuous mitzvah? The Gemara says, Need the Abbe, nothing made. Need the Abbe, nothing made. Need the Abbe, nothing made.
Picks it up close. Right? Arise the assistant. Those happy, you put your hand on it, that gives it like. So they're both saying, that's a riot, Joseph. Now, we're not finishing. But we don't do that. You don't even do that. Okay? You weren't taught that way. Neither was I. So, let's see. Let's turn to the toast to face them. I'm going to soak a lot of the test now. It's getting intense. It's getting intense. Therefore, you cover it up, meaning as opposed to. But if you would hold it in your hand.
Cover it up.
We're going to make it over to us, yes. Like yours, it's just. We cover it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at Tosfos just a little test of it out. You ready for this Tosfos?
Over Las Yoshi, Tamza Tzarkul Baruch Amugo Kodem Shiklem.
Right, in other words, since it has to be over Las Yoshi, you have to make it Kodem Shiklem. Lacha Shadopo Midagri Nof.
So first thing Tosfos says is, you have to do it before you take it in your hand.
And he doesn't even say what you have to say. Please hold on. He just Masan Tosis, you keep it on the table, you make the broth, and you pick it up. I mean it's not perfect. You won't stop the ball, then you mark all pulled up the plate. Tosis doesn't like that because he says that how can you make a broth up
and it's still, you know, in the clay.
It's too far in advance. Amar Pekar, the Rav Tfilah Meisav Rav Rachel Leah Meshana Hanachat Shas Kshira. Kol Shana She'ein HaMitzvah Muzumenes Biyodah Lassos Lo Mestabi Klal Rav Rachel Leah. V'shem Mishiyaskal Lito Lulav Kol Mishiyitol HaEsra Rav Rachel Leah. But maybe what you should do is take the Lulav and leave the Esra on the table, make the Bracha, and then, because unless you pick up all four meaning, you have Yosef. I don't wear a lot of yoshi, I'm not going to do that. So that's one possibility. So at first he suggests keep it all on the table. He says that's not good, because that's too far in advance. Then he suggests maybe pick up the lulav and keep the esrog on the table.
One possibility. Inami lachash enoto shneim el hofek echabehem. Where it's turned, one of the, in other words, we know the halacha is that you only yotzei if the dalet minim are straight up. But if they're backwards, they're not. So turn one and roll, like we do. Turn the astro upside down. I read them some dirty, which are helpful. They yotzei the mitzvah, although there can be lost. Because Allah says you only yotzei if there can be lost. The way they grow, right upwards. The Hashim Tarbul of our own. See, that's the sheep of home. Another possibility is a field bucket will be directly be lost and Efshir Shakes cabbage shall lotsix. Another possibility is have Kabbalah shall lotsix.
Have Kabbalah shall lotsix. Well, it was pick it up, pick everything up in the right way, but have negative kavana, then make the bracha, and then have positive kavana. So if you
And even if you hold like the opinion that says mitzvahs don't need kavanah, but if you have never a kavanah, you're not yet. Inami, the last word on the line is E. Inami mishum do gomer mitzvoso anachem ninua. Or maybe the pshat is that since you didn't really finish the mitzvah until you shake, even though that's only a hinder, it's not the ikar mitzvah, that's also considered over lafsiyos. So we'll hard and we'll. Because what's our minute? We wash our hands and then we make the bracha. Why don't we make the bracha first? Because what? Yeah, he does make it first, right? He's one of the few people, right, who does makes it first, but most people don't. He makes it first because really you should make it first, like over Elas Yosef. We don't because we're afraid maybe the hands are dirty, and therefore we make it afterwards. How can you make it afterwards? So it's before the Niguv. The Niguv. And Niguv is part of the mitzvah. It's a little schwer. And Rav Shechter probably holds, especially if you hold like the Rambam, and you make it afterwards, you might have made a bracha levatola. Right? In other words, what's the reason we make it afterwards is because we say it's over lasiosum of the niguf. But that's like that's not such a strong svara. So if that's not right, then it comes out that we made it afterwards, and according to the Rambam, that's a brachal of atola, because that's not a continuous maisa, and we don't pass it like yours, the Ruach. The Rosh Hashanah's time is, if the maisa's hands are not dirty, then maybe before.
I think it was a few Jews.
Clean out the dirt or just clean out the
No, obviously you do have tumor or else you wouldn't be washing your hands. So clean out the dirt. What? And then wash your hands with soap and then do the tefillas yadayim. And this way for sure you should be able to do it before. You know, Haram. Amaisa. It's up to a minute. Yossi.
Do you like the shlomo? Like wash one hand, make the bracha, and then wash the other hand.
That's not exactly like the shalom, because if you only wash one hand, so you didn't wash yet. It's like, yeah. So Tosis gives us how many suggestions in Tosis? He says first leave it all on the table, but he doesn't like that. Then he suggests what? What was his second? What? Huh? Only take the lulav. Then he says maybe turn it over. Then he says negative kavana. Then he says it's before the ninua. He gives like 5-6 possibilities. Says the Vilna Gaon, they're all wrong. They're all wrong. So what's right? Tosis has 6 possibilities. He thinks they're all wrong. What can I tell you? So you want to hear what the Vilna Gaon says is the real answer to this question? The hidden answer. The hidden answer. Take a look at the Gemara Pesachim. And then I'll show it to you inside of the Vilna Gaon itself. Right? Page 1. Back to page 1. How are we doing, Rabosa? Good? This Sugyam Psochim and Zayin Amud Beis, Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis, is the famous Sugya of Al and Lu. Sugya of Al and Lu. How come some mitzvahs we make Al, Al Natilas Lulav, Al Bir Chametz? And some mitzvahs we make lehaniach tefillin, lishmo a kol shofar. How come a shofar we don't say al takia shofar? And some mitzvahs we make al, and some we make li. So what's the difference? So that's this. This is a topic that you could spend a long time. The sugya of what? Al and li. So the Gemara says like this: Ki pligi ba'al bir, mar sover mekar mashma, mar sover lahaba mashma. Because when you're making a bracha on bir chametz, when are you making the bracha? It's going on the bedikah and the bir. So you make it at the beginning of the bedikah, right? The beginning of the bedikah, you make the bracha, and then you do the bedikah. So the Gemara has a machlokus, what should be the bracha? Should you make al bir chametz or livayer es chametz? So the Gemara says that if you make liv, everyone agrees that's good. Because liv means something that you didn't do yet, you're going to do in the future. Liv. Livayer. I'm going to do it in the future. The question is, al maybe doesn't mean the future. And if it doesn't mean the future, and we're going to make the bracha in the beginning, then you can't use al. There's an opinion that says you can. So the Gemara says, ki pligi ba'al bir. Now everyone agrees, if you make it livayer, sachametz, that's a good bracha. Question is, what about al? So mar savar meikara mashma, or mar savar lahaba mashma? So that's the question. Does al mean for the future, or is al the past? Because if al means the future, then you can make al also. If al is the past, then you can't. So meisveb ruach hashem kushan mesov sov tivano al hamila. So why do we? So that's the vort. The Gemara is saying like this, that so in other words, if you hold li means the future, and al is a machlokis whether it means. So we make, but we know by Mila, we make Al HaMila. But when do you make it? In the beginning. So if your whole Al is Lahaba, it's very good. But if Al is not Lahaba, how can you make it in the Mila? So the Gemara says, Hasim Hechi Neima. Neima Lomo, Lo Sagi De Lo Mima. Because if the Moyle is making Lomul, it's a Chov on him. But it's not true. It's not a Chov on him, it's a Chov on the Father. So Aviyah ben Ma'ikel Meimer. So what if Taka the father is doing the Mila? So then the Gemara says, so that's why you have to make Al. Because Al means it's not, you're speaking about Mila in general. It's not a Chov on you. But then Taka, what's the din if the father makes it? Is the Moel. So then the Gemara says, Inachanami. If the father's the Moel, then he should make Lomu. Inachanami. Meisei Shech Dishonim ben Sosov Tzivanu Al Hashchita. In other words, if you hold that Al is the future, so then I understand the bracha of Al Hashchita. But if Al means the past, so how can you make it, if you're going to make it beforehand, how can you make Al Hashchita? So Al Zamnam, Hechi Nem, Nem Lushchot, Lo Sagi, Lo Lushchot. You can't make Li, because the reason why you can't make Li, because Li is mashma an obligation, and it's not an obligation. Because there's no Chiv to Shech. Pesach Chodesh Ma'igil Meimer Inachanan. Maybe Inachanan, by Pesach Chodesh, that's a Chovah to Shecht. So you make a bracha Lishchot. So the word is like this, that le means the future, al could also mean the future. But le implies also an obligation. So whenever you're doing something now, the bracha now, and the mitzvah is coming afterwards, and it's an obligation, then you make le. If it's not an obligation, even if you're doing it before, then you make al. So then the Gemara says, what about lulav? Meisvei, also lulav atzmo v'rach shekshon, so as you want to, it's manazet, not lo, lotzeis bo, omar shekshon, but so as you want to, al notilos lulav. So lulav, l'chora, is a pella. Because lulav, l'chora, has all the criteria. Lulav, we make the bracha before, and it's an obligation. So therefore what? What should we make on lulav? We call lulav. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do we make al notilas lulav? We should make what? We told lulav. That's the Gemara's kasha. You hear the kasha? The eyes in the kasha! Eyes in! Why do we make, everyone here, what bracha do you make on lulav? Avram also? But Lachar, you shouldn't, because it's beforehand, and it's an obligation, so you should make what? So what's the Gemara's teretz? Says the Gemara, Shani Hosam, the Agba Nafikvei. Where's that Gemara, the Agba Nafikvei? Membeis. So the Gemara says like this, the reason why...
The reason why you make al mutilas lulav is because, in essence, it's not before the mitzvah. Al means in general. Lulav means I'm about to do it. Why is it before the mitzvah? Because you get up first and you yoke. So that's why you make al, because it's not before the mitzvah. Was it a chanami? If it would be before the mitzvah, like by milah, you make the bracha and then you do the milah. By shofar, you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. But by lulav, the Gemara says the reason why you make al is because you can't make lil. Lil means lahaba. Al doesn't necessarily mean lahaba. Right? The Gemara. Back on page one of the packet, says the reason why you don't make lital lulav is because once you pick up the lulav, you don't set. So you can't make lital lulav. First page. That's why you have to make what? Al notilas lulav. Because the Gemara asks, why don't you make lital lulav on a lulav? You should make, that would be the perfect brother to make. And the Gemara says, you know. Because you yell say right.
So what do you see from here? What do you see?
You see from the Gemara that the reason why, in other words, you see from the Gemara, you're not supposed to do all these tricks. Turning it down, you know. The Gemara says Chazal knew that there's going to be a problem. So that's why Chazal made the Nusach HaBracha of Al Hatilas Lulav. So the right way to do it, the Gra says on this Gemara, is to pick it up, right side up, and then make the Bracha. And that's Gufa, exactly why they made the Bracha of Al and not Lir. Without any tricks. That's what the Gemara... Tos is giving six different ways. But the Gemara gave the Eitza. The Eitza is that the Nusach is Al-Nathilas Lulav. One second. Sure there are.
So because it says Al-Nathilas Lulav, that means what about?
No, it won't be Lahaba, because It's l'shavar, because you picked it up already. Now you, so you can't make. That's why they make. Because if you would make a bracha lita lulav, it would mean l'haba, but it's not l'haba. By lulav, by definition, it's not l'haba. And the Gemara never says. But what, in, what if in the chenami you did it differently? The Gemara, like by like the other cases, the Gemara says, what if? Because there's no other way of doing it. You ready to see the Gron side? Ben Goldstein, Yamo.
Yeah, it just seems to be that the Gron is now taking to the fact that Ubo isn't going to be over the Shiazan. So therefore, why didn't Hazal, since they knew this, call him, write in the other Gemara that everything has to be over the Shiazan except for Zila and Ubo?
Oh. So Ben Goldstein asked the Gemara de Kakasha. So how come when the Gemara says that all mitzvahs are over la siyasan except for tefila, it should have said except for tefila and shofar.
According to the
Gemara. Let's not even bring the Gemara in yet. See, Tosfos says over here that it's still over Al Siyos, and you didn't do the Nanuim yet. But the Gemara doesn't speak about that, the Nanuim. What do you think? So let's see the Gron side. You're asking, Ben Goldstein is asking an unbelievable question. I would say write to, you know, speak to the Gron about it. So we should see the Gron side now, right? What page is the Gron? In the Shulchan Aruch, page 12. So the Shulchan Aruch is the one who tells us to do all these things, all these funny suggestions, like Tosfos. Yivarech and Sif Hei. Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sif Hei. Shulchan Aruch says, Yivarech al Matilas Lulav, v'shachiyanu, kodem sheyitol ha'esu, kodem sheyivarech over l'asiyasu. So either kodem sheyitol ha'esu, in other words, don't pick up the esu yet, all these suggestions that Tosfos said. O yachol ha'esu, Achivar. Okay, so comes the Gra, look in the Gra, third line. He says, you don't need it. Ain't Sarach Jose. You don't need to play these games. Kamasha Kosov, the Perak Aleph, the Psachim. The Mashi Mavarech, Achar. Shehain b'yado. It's mashma that you make the bracha after it's already in your hand. V'yatzel b'hen. V'ein levar kodim. So come on, kamosh kosa per gimel de menachos. V'ein masan b'vara. Whereas, he says, don't. The Gemara's mashma that you don't do it beforehand. Because if it would, then it would say, then I'm going to do it before I make the lit. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, "Midabe nafak." So pick it up normal, and then make the bracha. I'll be afterwards. That's why they made the bracha. Avol tilas luach. But what about switching? So why doesn't he like this idea of turning over the esrog? He says he doesn't like that. Abkama hipuchenu moil. Turning over the esrog is not going to help. Kevin shemavarach al luach. He got you that one. Because we make al tilas luach. So the words we're really making on the lulav, but you have to yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah that will all die mean him. So to turn over the esrog, that's not going to do the trick, because the bracha is really not on the esrog. The bracha is on the lulav. Mm-hmm. Everything else is tofel to the lulav. Maybe you should turn over the lulav. Not that no one does. You ever see anyone turning over the lulav? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why Tosis only suggests turning over the Esrog. Whereas, because the halacha is that you don't even have to take the dalam minim simultaneously, right? The halacha is, as long as they're right in front of you, you don't have to take them vasachas and me, right? Moshe Kosov shall see if he'd base. He came into Omer Gemara Mivarek Bulu Lavacha Sheyotza. Lo Ashkach Tzad Hechi Evdinen Onan. Because if the Gemara already says it, that there's no solution, and that's why we make the bracha this way, so why are we looking for a solution? Well, out-frumming the Gemara? Yisrael, are we out from in the Gemara?
Yeah,
I hope not. Wolfish, are you out from in the Gemara? No. He says, Alatzah HaYosetov, if anything, if you want to do anything, Gugra says, don't do all these acrobats. If anything you want to do, have Kavana Shalolotzis. But that you don't even need. But if you want to do something to just, you know, be a little from, so do kavanah shel lalotzes. Fablo ma'ande ma'am mitzvah sein tzich gomor kamo shkotov zohayim shem. Wow. This is the gra. So the Jew who's a real gra Jew, you know, and that, you know, some people are gra, follow the minhage gra, some people don't, most of us don't. I mean, I'm not here to try to give the shiur that you should change the minhag. Whereas, the minhag is that we turn over the esrog, so I'm not trying to change the minhag. But I just want to point out that it's that became the minhag, that became the minhag. But l'chora, it's a big doichot, because that is only a suggestion in Tosfos. It doesn't find in Shas. The only place it finds it in Shas, I'll show you, in that Gemara Membeis, but the Gemara Membeis is not talking about that you did it, that for the mitzvah, it just happens that the person was, I'll show you what the Gemara was talking about. We're not talking about that's the way you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara was talking about it in a different context. I'll show you what the context of the Gemara was. But the thing that we have to now lose sleep over is the question of the great tzaddik of Brooklyn, Ben Goldstein. Now of Washington Heights, but formerly of Brooklyn. And its surrounding areas. That he's asked, Ben Goldstein asked a question, so if that be the case, so basically what we're saying is that by Lulav we don't make it over Lasiosa. That's good for why the Gemara says he make the bracha al. So that if that be the case, so why didn't the Gemara say that Kol Mitzvah is over Mivarchim Osir Lasiosim? The Gemara says Chutz Miatfilah. According to what we said above, the Gemara should say Chutz Miatfilah Alulav. That's the kasha of Morenu for Rabbeinu Hagon Goldstein. That's a sharp kasha, no? He deserves some credit for that one. But you hear what the Gaon is saying. The Gaon is saying basically all this whole search of how to do it is basically against the Gemara. Because the Gemara gave you the Chazal gave the solution. The Bali Tosis are giving five different solutions, but the Gemara already gave the solution. What about Moraine Svi Selmda? What do you say? Maybe he's saying that by the tefillah, really you could have, but it's just he's. Because he may be speaking about only by things that you really could have. Or is he saying like this, Ben Goldstein? I think if this is what you're saying, I agree. If not, maybe I won't agree. But I think he's saying like this. What is the Gemara telling us a klal? You always make it beforehand, except for Tefillah's Ger. What's the point of that klal? Because I might think, since you're able to physically do it before, but halachically you can't, so do it afterwards. But by lulav, the Gemara didn't have to mention lulav, but by lulav, this strengthens it makes it stronger. Right? By lulav, there's no hechitimsa to do it. So it's obvious it had to be afterwards. Unless you say that by Gerus also it's obvious, because he's a guy. Like, see, physically he could have done it. It's just halachically he can't say...
But the Gerus is not allowed.
Right.
So, but lulav is allowed technically, but as you
said... Right, so then... So why didn't it say chutz min a chutz min a lulav?
No, that's the thing. That's the one is things that...
It's physically impossible, so therefore it doesn't have to mention it.
But it physically is
possible. So therefore it had to mention it. Because the Ger might think he should do it beforehand, because since it's physically possible, so it has to say, Ben Goldstein, don't do it. Because the Ger is physically possible, so it has to say, don't. But by lulav, it's not physically possible, so it didn't even have to say. Tzvi Salinger, the Eloy of Tinek. Yeah? Ben Goldstein, it's a sharp zug by the Tinek, the Gadol of Tinek. Means physically you could do it, but halach. Okay, you're right. Maybe there is. Okay, maybe I take that back. Maybe you mean by the goy. Sorry.
Right, I got it.
Okay. Up here. I take back. I salute. Rabbi Avram, what do you say? Give me a good zog.
Like the time to answer Ben's question also.
Yeah.
When a person is doing the tefillah, I'd like to say the lines of the Horus Ruach, that if you can't do it before, maybe while you're being mekayim it, is another option. But by tefillah, you can't do it while you're being the kind of tefillah because you're in the water. You can't make a bracha when you're underwater. But netilas lulav, you can make it while you're still holding it, while you're still having the kiyum mitzvah of netilas lulav. So maybe when you're still holding the lulav, you're still having a kiyum of the mitzvah.
Oh, so one second. I was going to point this out. In other words, the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Mida'ag bay? Nothing bay, right? And what if you keep it longer in your hand? Do you get more mitzvah or no? What if you keep it longer in your hand? More mitzvah or no? What? Yerushalmi. They walk, Anshe Yerushalayim. And who quotes this? Who's the one who says that the shiurim in the Torah are minimal, but if you want to do more, you can do more. Who was the one that made that yisod? What if I keep in my hand for 10 minutes? 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60? Is there more mitzvahs? Or one second and that's it?
No, me. Who's the one, who's the famous one who said?
What? Who said? So Adif said, we see a raya from Anshe Yerushalayim, because the Gemara said the sukkah of the Anshe Yerushalayim used to keep their lulav the whole day in their hand. The whole day, they go to shul with their lulav, they come up with their lulav, right?
So who brought a raya from there that there's a kiyum? No, we have this. I definitely made a pack. Right? Whether they make a pack, I don't know.
last year, 2 years, and three, I don't know.
Well? What?
Who said? What did you say?
What?
I didn't say thank you.
What did you say? I'm going to have to make a packet again. The Netziv in the Shultus says, just like a kezias is a minimal share, you eat more, you get more mitzvahs. So too, while we got to pay, that's minimal. Keep it longer, more. Right? And one of his rise from Anshei Yerushalayim. And Anshei Yerushalayim used to keep the lulav the whole day. That's the chiddush of the Netziv. Hashi is without the Netziv. He'd say it was just a heap of mitzvah. It wasn't really the real mitzvah. So if you say there's a key in furthermore, then it's like a mitzvah mumushachis. But the pashtus is, you see from the Grah against this Netziv, that it's not true. And you see from the Gemara it's not true. You're the Agri Nafik Bey, and that's it. If it would be a mitzvah mumushachis, the Gemara would say, no problem. You can still make lift. Oh, this Gemara is against the Netziv. I just thought of that. But if you have to be a mitzvah chef, you would have a problem. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, "Doc, you don't make the lid; you make it out." Thank you. Kasha is going over. Kasha is going over. So the people who follow him in Hag Grah—that's what they do. But a lot of people think they think that Shat the Grah is negative kavana. That's not Shat the Grah. That the Grah throws in. If you want to do an extra, a lot of people don't know how to say over the Grah correctly. He said, the Grah just do this and have negative kavanah. That's not what the Grah said. Grah says, the Iker Inyan is the Brach Zal Tila Smulav. If you want to, yes, it says, you want to spruce it up a little bit. So then, that's icing on the cake, right? What is it? Let's see what context the Gemara said this idea of turning it upside down. Now, let's see that. Okay. Where's the Gemara? What do you say, Ben Goldstein? Where's the Gemara, Membeis? No?
Page 9.
Let's start with page 8. Look at the Mishnah on page 8. The Mishnah says, Yontif Harishon Shachag, Chal Yos B'Shabbos. It used to be that Mizman HaMishnah, that if the first day of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, which is the Din Doraisa of Lulav, they would take Lulav even on Shabbos. The first day it fell out. But in other words, they would have to bring it to Shul beforehand. But they would take it even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Yontav Rishon Shachar Shachal Yos B'Shabbos V'Shachar V'Hotzi Es Alulav Rishus Arabim Potter Mipnei Shehotziyo B'Rishus." That if you took your lulav out Rishus Arabim, say by mistake, you took your lulav out by mistake, the Rishus Arabim. So what's the din? So you chayv chatas in Chal Shabbos. So the Gemara says,
you potter. Why? Because since you had your mind was involved in doing a mitzvah, so you considered like an honor, so to speak. So you don't even have to bring a korban. That's called your toa bedvar mitzvah. But the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo shonu ela shalo yotzabo. But the din is that you only consider Torah b'dvar mitzvah if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, and you carry it out, so then you consider Torah b'dvar mitzvah, so therefore you're what? You're fine. You only consider Torah b'dvar mitzvah if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Amo yotzabo chayim. But once you yotze, and then you carry it out, so you're not tarred with the mitzvah anymore. So then you chayim. So the Gemara says, but how does that work? They didn't have the special holders like we have today. Carrying it out means you're holding it. So you, of course you fulfill the mitzvah. So that's the hechi tensa that you motzi the shus harabim and you potter. If it's only before you yotze, how are you going to have a case of before you yotze? That's what the Gemara says. But I'd bring nothing, babe. So the Gemara says, I'm not buying shahokho. The case was that you were holding it upside down. But that doesn't mean that that's the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah. The Gemara wasn't talking about how to do the mitzvah. The Gemara was talking about how you happen to have been carrying it. So what's the hechi tensa that you didn't go to the mitzvah yet? If you were carrying it outside your house for shul, talk. But not because to avoid the issue of overlas yosem. The Gemara didn't say hofko in the context of overlas yosem. The Gemara said only hofko in the context of that's a hechi tensa that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. So it is in the Gemara, this concept of hotcho, but not in the context of how to deal with the issue of overlas yosem. In the context of how to have a hechitimtza of a case that you'll be potter because you're talking about the bar mitzvah, and talking about the bar mitzvah is only if you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet, what's a hechitimtza? Only in this case. That's what the Gemara spoke about hotcho, but not in discussing. The only discussion we have on how to fulfill the bracha is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Zayin, where the Gemara says in a panami that not the hafka, but rather you make al netzilas luv. But it's interesting. Truth be told, let's see how the Rambam says it, how to do the mitzvah. The Rambam page 10 Perek Zayin Halacha Vav Mitzvah Mufka Lega Lulav Hadasara Velasa Shloshtan Aguda Achas. So it's a mitzvah that you should tie the Dal and Minim together. Ukshu not on the Tzeisbem Mivart Chila Al Natilas Lulav. In other words, it's master for the Rambam. How does it master for the Rambam that you're supposed to do it? Yeah.
Make the bracha.
Yeah, is he saying picking it up all in one hand, or just even not even picking it up?
It sounds like you picked it up.
Yeah, so you either can say the pshat is like Ari Feldman says that it's all in one hand and then you're putting it in different hands, or you could just say smuchim lo, it's right next to him on the table. But he doesn't say the vort that the Gaon says. That you, right, that's not the Pashas in this Rambam. But the Gaon is saying, I'm just quoting you the Gemara. and Rabosai, this Gaon is really in the Ritva. It's always good to see when the Rishonim say, I mean, it's in the Gemara, but the Ritva makes this point. Take a look on page 13. Some say it should still be, you know, on the ground in front of you, on the table. The cost of Haritzal, the Eino Klum, Mamish with the Gross saying. Why does the Gemara have to say that we make al because al midnei? Why don't you give? Why don't the Gemara give all those eitzes? It's not pshat, and he's saying it even starker. Obviously, the Gemara held that you shouldn't do these things. Not only that, the way of the Gemara also works. If the Gemara would have had eitzes, the Gemara would have suggested that. Mashmah, the Gemara not only doesn't have the Eitzes, but doesn't want you to do these Eitzes. Tatam, keep all the Bekaka, when it's still in the Kaka, it's too far removed. It's over, that's called over the over. Too far removed, too far in advance. Feinu Mikro Yofa Shubal Asos, El Alvarach. Mikan Laman Lutum, Sisik Yosef, Shal Alvarach, Shet Wedem Biyodo. Kama Afichain, Ru Alvarach, Shanirach Yotze, Shalom. It looks like he's doing the wrong way. You see, but then he writes an interesting line where Tosa says, "Over Las Yosin Shrey Adayim Mitzvahs Ninuah Drabon and Kaima, Viv Mishiure Mitzvah." Whereas he's still saying that the way to do it is do it afterwards, but since there's still part of the mitzvah that you're still going to do, that's good enough. I don't know if the Gra would need to say that. The Gra would, in other words, if you say like the Ritva, then Ben Goldstein's Kasha is finished. Because the case of the Gemara saying is when the whole mitzvah is completed and then you make a bracha. That's only by tefillah. Here, it's not the whole mitzvah not completed because there's still some hider of the nanu. And then he says, after the mighty sovereign mitzvah saying that tzrichas kavan al otzeis shal kech lo vokadei lochas lo beis kemesei l'sachu biyadu lit no lacheir yushu ma'ashim varach yushu silchu biyadu kvar yotzim. Wow. So basically he's saying what the Gra said. That the Gemara gave the reason. So you don't need what the Rishonim and Fakir. The Rishonim are against the Gemara. It's not just an added thing. In other words, the Gemara would hold, don't, Dafka, do it this way. Or else, why the Chazal go out of their way to make a whole Nusach HaBracha if you're going to play these stunts? The Chazal made the Takon of Al because of this reason. So then, well, you go ahead and try to say that, oh, Chazal didn't take care of it enough. I have to take care of it better than Chazal took care of it. Chazal took care of the problem. They said, Al. That's the solution. Al. Yeah, in a Hanami, but it's still. Right, but bottom line is, I mean, the Magbe Nafik Be. You know, whatever way you slice it, you want to say it's a part of the Kiyam, this, that, but bottom line is, Midagbe Nafik Be. You know,
Yeah.
I understand what the Rambam is saying, because I mean, the way that the Rambam is saying is that you can go out separately, you still can go out with two beers, they're not necessarily together or whatnot. When the Rambam said that...
So you could explain the Rambam that was on the table, and then...
So there's like what Rambam is saying at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is actually
to be the most,
It's
hard to say that. That's not normal to say that something's sitting on the table
and
you're taking it. You know, especially, you know, when
you start... See, so why did the Gemara not
say that? It's a question.
The Gemara should have said, you should make
Lulav,
and...
That seems to be very much over
the Yossi. Or even Yossi Sipsner's way of holding on. I would have voted for Yossi Sipsner. Or for Yisrael, or I would have voted for you, but the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin didn't. If we would have been in the Beis Medrash that day, we would have, when they were arguing out this issue, right? You wouldn't have let them go away so easily. Right? Okay, so let's just review what we said today. We learned the Gemara Pesachim that Kol Mitzvahs Mevarachim Over El Yasa means two things. It has to be before, not after, and right before, and not over the over. The Rambam Shita is, it's Li'ikuva. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah Mushechas, continuous mitzvah, like Tefillin, Tzitzis, Sukkah, so then you can make it, you're supposed to make it in the beginning, but if not, you can still make it in the middle, because the mitzvah is still continuing. But if it's a mitzvah that ends, like Kiddushin or Shechita, then dafki you have to make it before, and if you make it after, you're not yotzer. It's a bracha levatolah. Or Zeruah disagrees and says you can even make it after. Then the question of what about by lulav? So the Tosis gives like five different terutzim. Either put it down in front of you, don't pick it up at all, or pick up the lulav, not the esrog, or switch it over, or have negative kavana. All these things. And the Gra says it's all against the Gemara, because the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara says that's why you make Al and not Li. Li is Lahaba. Al does not necessarily Lahaba. And that's the goof of why we have it this way, because Bidagbah Nafik Bay and Ilganami. You in Nafik Bay. And the Gemara never says, the only time the Gemara says about switching it around is not to do over Las Yosem, because the Gemara was looking for a case that this Talbot of our mitzvah put him in a mitzvah because it's Kodesh over our. Mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to know what's the case, and so the Gemara says Hofcha. You know, Hanami, you're not Yotzeh Hofcha, but that the Gemara never says so. That's the way you should do it when you meant to avoid the issue of all over Las Yos. Tosi suggests that the Gemara isn't. So that's so the Vilna Gaon doesn't like that, and the Vilna Gaon says to turn it over is not going to help because the bracha's on the lulav. The bracha's not on the esrog. The bracha's on the lulav. It just happens to be. You have to take all the dal minim, and you can even take it zachazev. It's all befanecha. So lemaiser rabosai, you know, again, I don't think you should change your minhag. We're not here to change minhagim. If this is the minhag, this is the minhag. You know, minhag is. But you should realize the chor, the pasha seems to be like the gong. And the ritva, then we saw the ritva. Mama says the same thing, and the ritva makes it strong. It says. And don't do like that, you know, the other ways. Because that's mamish against the Gemara. And he still said, maybe it's still over El Asiyosim, because it's before the Ninuim, like Tosa said, and that was for Emperor Ben Goldstein's Kasha, of why wasn't it mentioned with together with Tefillin. Okay, everybody, so I think this is a very Yisoidistic shiur we had today. What? Oh, the Balamor, I'm sorry. All right, don't believe in these guys. The Balamor also talks about this. Dafal pisha kol mitzvahs marachalayim over alas yosem came into east leilikros as a halal ulamaneya shusher mitzvah. So that's good enough. Volam not lo kedarko v'varachal atil slulah. Veinu v'varach litol came into not v'vegim the agbin. Right. In other words, he also says not to turn it around. The only thing you have to check is when the Gemara said that in Pesachim, maybe that was according to Man Domer that we don't really follow. That's the only thing he points out. But he still thinks it's right. Okay. If what? Yeah.